Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome. We are here at Marion Local, where the Indians are getting ready to take on the Marion Local Flyers, and we are just in time to get on the air for the national anthem, so we'll be back in just a minute.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman. She'll be presenting compound formulations for all ages on Thursday, April 21st at 6 p.m. She will present on hormone replacement, acne, hyperallergenic options, baby butt rash cream, and much more in the Kalp Pharmacy boardroom. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092 or call your local Kalp Pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, we're back here at Marion Local. Indians getting ready to bat. Troy Holman leads off. Landon Post on deck. Kendrick Wendell playing first base, batting third. It is freezing out here.
Freezing
outside. I cannot believe it.
I can't believe they wouldn't let us in the press box.
They can't either.
We're frozen.
Well, there's WCSM is there, and they have three other people up there, and don't have room.
We're out. Yep, threw us out. So Troy Wayman's leading off. He's coming off a doubleheader sweep of Adams on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Wind is blowing dead out to right field, Harold. I parked out there, too, so I
think we're challenging them. I love it.
Chance we get hit out there.
I like the challenge.
I should have offered anybody $100 if it hit my vehicle.
Troy might lead off with one right in there.
Yep.
He's got a hurricane behind him.
Pitching for the Flyers, it looks like.
Number
two. Right here, Wibbler. Let's see his first name is. Hayden Wibbler.
I think that's Wibbler. Right.
Wibbler.
What's Wibbler?
Yep, thanks.
I think.
Flyers come in 1-6.
1-6.
And
a tie.
Coached by Mitch Hayes. Mitch is a New Bremen guy. He's been over here coaching for a couple years now. Getting some stability in that Flyers coaching staff, and I think that's what they need.
Yep.
Some stability. Okay. All right, throw goes down to second. We're ready for first pitch here. MAC Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio.
Didn't recognize the umpires coming up. They're probably people we
Bob
know.
Grewball and Dane Cook.
Bob Grewball and Dane.
I thought one of them looked like Dane, but then as Bob he was Grewball. Going down the hill, he looked shorter than that. So.
Now, Bob Grewball is 10 years older than me, and I can't see 3 feet in front of my face.
Yeah, well, he's got been doing it a few years.
He's done it a long time. He's doing behind the plate, too. He's taking a tough one.
All right, here we go. First pitch outside, ball one, Troy Hellman. 4:59 first pitch. That's how you start baseball.
There you go.
Sport recovery now starts the quarter after.
I like it.
Damnedest thing I've ever seen. I don't understand why we can't start on time.
One of the times.
So we're playing center field today. Second base is Landon Postbank second. Kendrick Wendell first, batting third. Marcus Gargiu, who has been on a tear, bats fourth, and he's catching again. Bo Tin is DHing. Getting a ball today is Jackson Irvin for Coach Evans, line foul.
Jackson had a big day, Bobby, on Saturday.
Yes, he did. Big Jackson went yard, first home run.
First home run.
Congratulations to him. Cale Rammel bats seventh, and he is playing left field. Batting eighth again, Jackson. And batting ninth, Riggs Toby for Coach Ike. That one's popped into short left field. Third baseman going back, and
he's got her.
One up, one down for the Indians. Here's Landon. F5.
Pretty good at bat there. Pretty good at bat by Troy. Seen a lot of pitches.
Kendrick Wendell on deck.
All right, Landon, get us started here.
Congratulations to Bobby Leverett, named the basketball coach, fouled at the plate.
Yeah, great selection there, I believe.
Yep. Bobby's going to be the new Indian basketball coach. Everybody's familiar with Bobby, so that's a pretty good old choice, I think.
I'm glad they got it done, too. That way he can get his summer stuff ready.
Yeah.
That'll be good for him.
That's a strike on the corner, 0-2. Weebler doing a nice job getting ahead of his hitters.
He did. Painting the corners there.
About a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing dead out. 46 degrees, and I didn't bring a coat. That one's outside.
I got a sweatshirt.
Neil, why didn't you tell us there, Neil? Probably should have told us we wasn't in the press box.
We're
freezing.
Well, I figured it was cold and you weren't coming anyway.
Came in shorts and...
Yep.
Shorts.
Bahama
shorts.
2-2. This is a beautiful park here.
Very nice.
It is very nice.
It is.
Very nice.
Marion did it right now here, folks. Swinging a miss. Got him. Landon goes down on swinging for the second out of the inning.
Took a little off that one.
Here's Kendrick. Marcus Garkey on deck. Marion 1-6-1. They started out with a loss to at Salina. Then they tied in a rain-delayed game. 3-3 versus Walpole. They've lost to Arcanum 5-0.
Whoops.
There's a ground ball to second base. Can of corn up, firing it over. Three up, three down. And after half, no score.
Three down here on top of the first. What a brisk night here at the airport. After half, no score.
While you're out shopping during the Fort Recovery garage sales this weekend, stop by the Wayne Street Market for some delicious ready-to-eat specials back in their deli. Thursday, you can get their delicious smoked rib dinner for just $8. On Friday, they'll be grilling with hot dogs for $1.50 and hamburgers or brats for only $3. Saturday, be sure to stop in for their famous tenderloin dinner for just $6. Don't shop hungry during the garage sales this weekend. Just stop by the Wayne Street Market for one of their ready-to-eat specials, then get back to the bargains you'll find all around town.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back. Bottom of the first inning. It's Laos, Link,
back
and Apke. First three hitters for Mitch Hayes. This is Marion local Flyers. Jackson Irvin getting a ball feed. And talk a little bit about Jackson's stuff.
Jackson's had kind of an up and down first two starts. He looked absolutely phenomenal at Salina. Went about six innings, I think. Did a great job. And then he got roughed up a little bit against Delphus. He You know, and he had a hard time finding the plate. When he finds the plate, he's a pretty good pitcher.
No, I think that's exactly right. He throws strikes. He's very effective.
He's a very
big right-hander, throws hard.
Yep. I tell you what, you're going to have to be a bulldog today. It's cold.
That ball's a little bit outside first pitch. It is a miserable day for
that
baseball.
Is major
it absolutely win. Sucks. That's fouled at the plate 1-1. Absolutely miserable.
It is very cold. Sun's out.
Sun's out.
Worse than shade.
Good thinking. And a 1-1's high. Two balls and a strike.
All right, Jackson.
305 to right field, 350 to center, 335 left field gap, 305 out the left field line. There's a fly ball.
Ooh, that's going
to
be
well
long.
To right. Ain't nobody getting that one. That's a one-hopper off the fence. Laus rounds, takes a big turn around second, and he's in there with a stand-up double.
Played to win there. Wind blowing straight out to right field. We weren't playing near deep enough, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. That wind's blowing dead out. And
got to kind of give him a little bit
Riggs
today.
Got caught there. So here's Link to the plate with Kanapke on deck. Lead off for second base. Coldwater leads the MAC, 3-0 record. St. Henry 2-1. St. John's 3-0. Versailles 3-0. Indians are 2-1. This is a big game for you.
This is a big game. We need this one. It kind of keeps you in the hunt here.
Yep.
I seen Coldwater and St. Henry playing each other tonight, I think, aren't they?
I think you're right.
We passed them on the way over there. I thought I seen a Coldwater bus. So that'll be a good one.
Yep. Ball's high. 2-0. You call it a feed. Jackson's got to throw strikes.
Got to throw strikes. Yep. He's just standing up a little high. He needs to stretch out a little longer. A little stride out here. Get her down.
Comes in the dirt 3-0. Big track meet back at the fort today. I know Versailles is in it. I think St. Henry and...
Probably four-way or something.
Yep. Quad.
That's big.
They don't call it four-ways.
Four-ways? You're professional. I'm not.
Well, I mean, I'm a track guy.
I just count how many teams are there, and I hit the way. Looks like a five-way tonight.
Yep. Like your chili.
A five-way chili.
Gold strike. 3-1.
All right, make him a hitter here. Let's go.
Kanapke on deck, topping the hole for the Marion local Flyers. In business early. Grounded right up the middle and into center field. Jackson has got to field that ball.
Oh, he's had about three of them.
One hopper, RBI single. The ball was hit pretty sharp, but it went right off his glove.
Right off his glove there. I saved him.
1-0, Marion. Not the start Coach Ike wanted.
No, two quick hits.
Here's third base for the catcher, Alex Kanapke. Alex, I don't know. Will's up there, said he's third baseman. Will?
He's way in.
He's like a catcher, I think. That's what I got him.
You got him as a catcher?
Yep.
Got a big knee brace on.
One's outside. Ball one. It is cold.
A little cold.
45 degrees with a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, he's leaning a little.
Ball two. 2-0. Dow, big Dow. Going to the beach, boys.
We'll take what we can get.
Randy Rammel's ready for the cold weather.
Randy Rammel's loaded up. He's thinking.
He's always thinking, Andy. Throw over, runner back.
We got some diehard parents here.
Yep.
Ain't too many diehard fans, I don't think.
Nope.
This is a tough one. Come on, Jackson.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Two balls and a strike. Nobody out. Runner at first. Marion dents the scoreboard early.
Needs to get ahead.
Two, one. Swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
Hi, guys.
This is rolling in.
2-2, nobody out. And the pitch. A little bit low. Oh, whole cow.
It's close.
Top on deck, left fielder. Kramer batting fifth. At first.
Who'd you say this is?
This is Kanapke.
Or if that's yep. Paul's dad.
There's
right
a base hit.
Yep. Yep, that's Paul's son.
That was a hard hit ball right to right field, and Jackson ain't feeling it.
Three batters, three hits.
That's Paul Kanapke's boy.
Yep.
The old four.
Yep.
Nice piece of hitting there.
That was a great piece of hitting. Right in the gap.
Here's top. Kramer on deck. Not the start the Indians were after.
No. Flyers coming out hot.
They've hit the ball hard, no doubt about it.
Yep.
That's a rip foul.
Bobble.
Did you turn us up here or something?
A little bit.
A little bit.
We got some howling wind in the back.
Yeah.
We turned it down too low that the
can't hear it over the wind.
Yeah, well, the sound coming through on the station is low.
Yeah.
They were one.
That's good,
a strike at the knees.
Another one of them here.
Oh, two. We got to get out of here. No
Come
more
on,
dances.
Next. I agree.
First thing we got to do is get an out.
We better get an out. Yeah, we got to start there.
And the 0-2. To the left fielder, top. Cleanup hitter. Jackson pauses. Curveballs.
Get him.
Ooh.
High. Close. Just a little high.
One ball, two strikes. Getting back to the Flyers, they are 1-6-1. They tied the Wolfhawk. They lost at home to Arcanum. They beat Fort Laramie, an impressive win, 8-3.
They win.
Lost to San Henry, lost to Coldwater, lost to Versailles, lost to Shawnee. And if you look at that, folks, them are all good teams that they've lost to. So yeah, San Henry, no Coldwater, Versailles, and Shawnee, you know, you're not going to beat them guys very often.
No, pretty good teams.
Fouled back. Ball two strikes.
How about a tailor-made double play?
How about the old 6-4-3 one time?
6-4-3 sounds like a winner.
Reds continue to play good.
Yeah. Gonna be a long year for
the
old Red Legs. 2-9
the old Red Legs are. Start the old campaign.
Yes.
0-6 since. There's a line shot left field. There's another base hit.
2-3.
Got a chance for the force at second. And he's in there. Another rocket.
Four batters, four hits. Coach, you might want to come out and talk.
Yeah. And Coach Hank's gonna come out.
Yep.
Bring it up to the plate.
Time is called. They have just hit four absolute BBs.
Boy, he's not fooling anybody right now.
No.
They're definitely hitting.
Bases loaded for Kramer. That's on deck. Not the start the Indians were after.
No.
Today's game's Coldwater is at New Bremen, so you had no idea what he was talking about. That
Maybe
was
it was
JV. Maybe it was JV.
Oh, it could be. It was a Coldwater bus.
Parkway is at Delphus, Versailles at St. Henry, Ford at Marion, Minster, Knoxville was canceled because they have brains in them towns.
Sunshine, beautiful day.
I don't know, but this kid batting is a monster.
He's a big boy, isn't he? Left I don't know. He's a left-hander, and it's blowing dead out to right field.
My vehicle's out there.
Yeah, he's going after the old.
I'll give anybody $100 if they knock my windshield out.
Hit that, baby.
Any player who knocks my windshield out gets a crisp $100 bill.
$100 bill.
I mean, I am right behind the foul pole.
Yep.
There's a good pitch. Strike at the knees.
In on the corners. I think we're going to maybe make a play.
Indians
the plate.
In damage control right here.
On the corners, hopefully. Up the middle, good two.
The 0-1. Slow curve outside, 1-1. That's a big-time golf cart pulling in there. Got the old flaps
man.
On the whole 9 yards.
About 85 in that thing.
It is.
It's got a year, I guarantee.
It's 22 in here where we're at, and it's 71 in that golf cart.
It's got a great golf cart.
1-1.
Oh!
Little low. Get two balls in the strike.
Not too bad. Maybe a little in.
Hey, if you're listening, 419-852-9201.
Or 419-852-3599. Give us a shout, and we'll shout out to you.
That's outside. Fort Recovery Radio sounds good from the giant sequoias. National Park in California. Ross Holman. Ross, what in the hell are you
what
doing
are you
out
doing
there?
Out there? He's looking at big trees.
He's tree watching. Oops, that's trouble. That one is another base hit. And we're going to get a force out on this one.
Ooh, the guy fell asleep there.
Tag it. Well, I don't know if he thought it was foul, but he needs to get the force out. Run scores.
Tag it.
Makes
but
it 2-0.
Score, yeah.
That's a tough fielder's choice for the batter. Runner's now first and second with one out.
Lane scores from third base. They get the force out at third for the first out of the inning. Bring up second baseman 15, Parker Hess.
One away. We finally got that out.
Yes, we did.
Pretty elusive so far.
Five hits. Here's Hess with Pullman on deck. Jackson steps off that mound. Ross is in California.
California. Well, vacation?
Maybe delivered a combine.
Probably right? Delivered a combine.
Take a combine out
there. Sequoias.
Sure. That one's popped foul over by the Indian dugout.
Get there.
Nope.
Just foul. Hit the standard cameraman sitting over there.
Mm-hmm.
2-0. Flyers with
five hits. They gave him a hit on that last one.
Can't be a hit. Don't believe.
Don't believe it when you got a force out.
Yep.
Should have been a hit, but that kid could have thought he might have caught it, too.
Yeah. And the pitch. Just fun, bunted foul. Good thinking.
Good job, Marcus.
Yeah. Marcus comes out of there firing.
All right, now. How about a K-burger one time?
One time, K-burger?
Yeah. You take one of them.
So we're going to take turns going in the car and warming up. You know what we could do?
Idea.
Set it up inside my vehicle. That'd be nice. Just carry the table and all out there.
Yeah.
Just take her out
Good.
There. Be nice, wouldn't it?
Be listen to WCSM and just make our call.
Got him looking on a curveball. Nice job, Jackson.
Oh, boy, Jackson. That's what we needed.
Two outs now.
Don't give him any more here. Let's go for it.
Here's a right fielder, Pullman.
Colton Pullman.
Will Zarling doing the PA for Marion. Well, he did a great job.
He's awesome.
Marcus knocked down, runner going, throw down, should be a play. He's in there under the tag.
Dane says no.
So now they're at first and third.
We're going to have a little hard time giving you the play-by-play at third base.
Yeah, I should have gone a little bit to the right. It was a little less windy here, but
yeah, we got
should have gone
up.
Over there.
We got about everything else.
Right against the building. We got at least some
first and third
wind block.
What are we going to do?
Tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to worry about that runner, I don't believe.
No.
Although he might not
be too fast. Got a little wind helping you.
1-0 the count. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Flyers leading 2-0. 2-0. Low. High camp on deck. And a pitcher wibbler in the hole.
Jackson's struggling a little bit of getting ahead here. We got to get him dialed in.
Neil's got some nice, what you call it, these things? What are these called?
Clamps.
Clamps.
Nice clamps.
Big clamps.
And then he's got this thing. What's that?
It's a magnet. I use it for a paperweight.
Nice.
Yeah. Keeps some things from
Where's the heater at? You didn't bring one?
Well, I might have one. I might have a little one in the car.
There's a strike on the corner. Wasn't it?
Maybe we could warm our fingers with it.
Andy Pat says, good luck, Indians. Daniel's having his nerve worked on today, I believe.
Well, good luck, Daniel Patch.
Yes, sir.
Base is now loaded on the base on balls. Number 8 hitter. That might be it.
Yep. Coach coming back out pointing at the center fielder.
I think.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Pitching change. First inning, not what you want.
No.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Port Recovery Dairy for dessert and try one of our new parfaits. Our peanut butter and jelly parfait is made with vanilla ice cream, drizzled with peanut butter and raspberry, and tastes as good as it looks. Or the Payday Parfait, vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and caramel, topped with peanuts and whipped cream for a delicious reminder of one of your favorite candy bars. Or our Grasshopper Mint Parfait, made with vanilla ice cream, drizzled with mint and hot fudge, and topped with crushed Oreos. These are some beautiful, tasty treats you won't soon forget. And Port Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. Stop by the Port Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, we're back here. Troy Homan takes over the first inning. Pete Jackson just hit him hard.
They did. Boy, they were timing him up perfect. You know, the wind's not helping you any either. Slowing the ball down a little bit, keeping it up, and then, boy, they were just ripping it.
Yeah, they did. They hit him hard. And
it's hard to get
the ball
down.
So, Coach, don't waste any time. He brings in the center fielder, hard-throwing Troy Homan.
Yeah, big Troy ready, I guess.
Yep. There's a little frisbee just threw up there.
Just a little outside.
This ball landed in Casella.
Oh.
I am here right now announcing, but I thought we was in a press box, and I have a short sleeve shirt on.
Yes. I got sweatpants.
And he has sweatpants, so I don't think this could be a Spencey call.
Spencey might be digging over.
Take over here and let him do it.
We now have Troy Holman pitching for recovery. First batter is
going to face. We'll sit out there in right field and watch some of the game, no doubt about it, but I cannot stand
it. I can watch it and eat. Or some coverall.
Foul back, strike one.
That's the way to get ahead, Troy.
Number eight hitter, Heikamp. Third baseman.
Boy, we get out of this. Still be okay, Bobby.
Yeah, that's right.
Good.
Strike up the knees. 0-2.
Yeah,
that's right. And the 0-2. Fouled off the catch. Oh.
I think Bob Greenwald took a shot there.
Yeah.
Knocked his face mask off there. Whew, Bobby's a toughie.
I'm just going out and check on
Coach Hunt comes out, make sure he's all right.
Coach
needs to come up here and check on the radio crew. Radio crew is completely frozen.
Neil's got a heater coming.
Oh, no. We're good outside.
And it hit him.
Hit him.
Oh, boy. 0-2 and you hit him.
Boy, it's not what you wanted to do.
No, run scores 3-0. 3-0. Here's a number 9 hitter, Hayden Wibbler. Boy, had that kid, wasn't even close to hitting the fastball. He throws that curveball.
See that curveball, and it did not curve.
No. That one's inside for a ball. Hello, Neil. What's that thing torques out about? 400.
It's got a flame coming out of it. It ain't no good.
Frank Blover. Ball is outside. 2-0.
Good pitch.
2-1.
3 runs, 5 hits.
Oh, yeah. Toasty.
Albert?
7-8 run. Runs and shuts. Pop foul down our right field line. How about my bruises?
Ooh. Blood draws.
Blood draw.
Nasty.
Yeah. Looking good, though.
Look good.
Look tough. 2-2, two out. As Ron Ballo.
Yep.
You've been ran about 19 times.
Moorhead, Minnesota.
Moorhead, Minnesota.
I doubt he needs an oil change tomorrow.
Maybe he's bringing her in. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Full count, nowhere to put him. Fouled back.
Boy, battling.
Boy, Coach Hayes has to be happy with his way that team's come out and swinging back.
Boy, I would think so, too. they ain't had any cheap hits. They hit it.
No, I agree with you.
They've hit the ball.
Right. Here's a full count.
Runners go.
Got him looking.
Oh, boy, Troy. Troy.
In the inning, they get three runs on four base hits. They leave them loaded. And after one, Flyers three, Indians nothing.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hey, we're back.
Yep,
go ahead. Back here at Marion Local. For the Indians, we'll have Marcus Garkey leading off, Bo Tin on deck, and Kale Ramble in the hole.
We do need to get some hits.
We got to do a little battling here. We gave up three there. Good pitch by Wibbler. Strike one. Marcus been hitting the ball really well.
Yes.
Been seeing a good hitting well, and he hit that one hard. But he got under it a little. Center fielder coming in. He's got it for the first out of the inning.
We have been putting the bat on the ball the last several games pretty well.
And starting hitter, yeah.
That one he hit pretty well, but unlike the Marion Local hits, swings.
Hit him where they
Yeah, they were hitting him where we weren't.
Yep.
And that one, he had to move a little bit. And the wind could have played a little bit with it, but he ran it down.
Bo Tin's our hitter. A little curveball. Stays off of it. Ball one. One in the pitch. There's a strike. Evens the count. One ball, one strike. Bo Tin's your hitter. Indians looking for their first hit. Strike two. Looked a little high there, but Bob says pretty good. Wibbler. The first one.
Welcome Bubba
Steinberg
to the ballpark here tonight.
He's down
in right field
on
the turnway. Thank you, Bubba.
Always
nice to see you.
Bubba's going to get the truck. Bring her up. Bo fouls it off. Count remains two balls, two strikes. One away in the inning. Big Kale Ramble on deck. Fouled off. Good at bat here, Bo. You got to win the battle here now. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0. Flyers lead it after one.
Indians need to get their bats going here.
Yep, we got
to
get some runs going here. Get on the board. Nope, little out.
Just
full count.
At, Marion's scores, they've had three times, four.
Here's
once,
a pitch.
And
ground ball to short.
Short
stops, coming up with it. Scoops, fires. Got him. 6-3 for the second out of the inning.
Two out batter for Fort Recovery. It's number two, the left fielder,
Kale Rimmel comes to the plate.
Go, Kale. Be a hitter.
Kale had a good Saturday. He got on base quite a few times.
Yep.
Did a great job for the Indians.
Yep.
Weaver's pitch. Ball one. A little high. High and out. Strike one evens the count of 1-1.
Indians have not a base runner, have we?
Nope. three up, three down. First inning.
Yep, that's. We need to do a little better than that.
Popped out. A tough play for the first baseman. He's going back. And second baseman runs into him.
And
he drops the ball.
Yep.
New life for Gale. One ball, two strikes. Come on, Kale, get it started here.
Go, Kale.
Wind up in a pitch. Just a little low. That was close.
Yep.
Evens the count of 2-2.
Go, Kale. Got a two-out rally going here for the Indians.
Swing and a miss. Ugh. Three up, three down. After 1.5, Marion Local leads it 3-0.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034. Message us on Facebook or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been...
We are
back.
Sorry,
Chad, we're cutting in.
Chad, we had to cut in on you.
Sorry, buddy.
Top of the order. They went through the whole nine batters the first inning, scored three runs.
Yeah.
Four hits.
Let's shut them down here.
New pitchers, Troy Homan, came in, hit one batter, gave a run in, and struck out the other guy. This is Drew Lowes.
Lowes.
Not bad.
Ball and strike.
Pitch, strike two.
Good one. Ball and two strikes now.
Link on deck.
Go, Troy.
Throw his pitch. Just a little high and out. 2-2 count. To the leadoff hitter. Just a little low. Good pitch. Full count. Got him. Strike three looking.
All right.
Atta boy, Troy.
That's what we need to do.
Yes, sir. There's one out. Brings Gabe Link to the plate.
What'd he do the first time around?
game, had a base hit, came around and scored.
Oh, yeah, I think that, like, three base hits in a row, and then...
And they had some rockets.
Yeah, they're hitting the ball.
Foul ball, strike one.
Out in what's probably going to be a soybean field. They're behind first base.
Troy Wines pitches. Curveball hanging right where you want it. Strike two. No balls, two strikes.
Here we go, Troy.
Lucky pitchers here, Troy. Good pitch. Strike three.
Swing and a miss. Nice.
Okay, swinging.
Fooled him on that one.
Two down.
Well, this is probably something that not necessarily in the best of taste, but I see Konepke has a brace on his knee.
Yeah.
So, imagine a Konepke with a knee problem.
That one.
That's
kind of a
unfortunate. Yeah, it's a shame because there's some really great athletes that just got their careers cut short.
Sure did.
It kind of started in my class with Steve Konepke, which is Paul's, Alex's grandfather, Paul's dad. He messed up his knee his senior year, summer, and then he wasn't all healed.
Swing and a miss.
Now, it did allow...
One ball, two strikes.
With him not being able to be the point guard, they had to come up with somebody. Somewhere along the line, they found Kenny Hybe.
Not a bad replacement.
So that helped a little.
One in the pitch. Bounced her in there a little short.
Yep. There's been
two
several
balls,
other,
two strikes.
Several other Konepkes with that same problem, unfortunately. But great people they are. Those are just some great people.
There's a pitch by Troy. Got him swinging. Struck out the side. Nice job.
There we go.
After two complete, it's 3-0 Marion Local.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a long-time customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We are back here at Marion Local. Top of the third. It's going to be 8-9-1 for the Indians. Leading off will be Brock Deuce. Brock took over for Jackson Irving when he got taken out in the first inning. Rich Toby on deck. Pitch in a little low.
Yeah,
Ball one.
I think I've mentioned a couple of times that every one of our pitchers has had a great outing and a poor outing.
Yeah.
And it's just, you don't know which one you're going to get. Every single time, though, the guy with a bad outing, next guy up.
Fly ball.
Did well.
Right field, short one. Right fielder calls it, got it. First out. That is a F9. Rick's Toby comes to the plate. And he's still looking for that first hit.
Is that Rick's? I think that's...
No.
Well, I can't find my roster. Number five is Wyatt Benn.
Wyatt Benn, ground ball to short, big. Candy hop, throws over to first, got him. 6-4.
Man, our bats have been really good the last several games. Five wins in a row. Here's Riggs.
Okay, and, we're missing somebody somewhere. One, yeah. Two, three, four.
Well, Tom might have missed somebody.
Yep, he did. This is Rick Stobie coming up.
Yep.
So we're 7-8-9. Should have known that.
Go Riggs.
Brock News.
We're not getting the bets going today.
No, they're a little quiet right now.
Put a few in play, but we're better than we are right. We should be better than we are these first two innings so far.
All righty.
Two outs, bases empty. 1-1 count.
Go on, Riggs. Strike. One ball, two strikes. On Riggsy. Winds and pitches. Strike three. Three up, three down. Indians still looking for that first hit. After three, two and a half. Indians down 3-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at Marion Local. I can't remember what they call it, the landing pad or something. I don't know.
Airport. First three hitters will be the 4, 5, 6 hitters. Top leading it off. Jake Top hits a shot right center. It's going to be a tough one. It's going to drop for a hit.
Theirs are dropping in. Ours are dropping in their gloves.
Yes, sir. So far.
That was a very similar hit to what I can't remember who that was.
Damon
it lined
Kramer
out to the right
to the
fielder,
plate.
But yep.
Nobody out. Runner first. First hit off. Troy. There's a pitch. Swing and a miss.
Probably hear the breeze through the microphones. Got that
windy.
Going on.
A little windy.
And we're even kind of behind a windbreak, and it's still
a little high ball.
A little breezy.
Two balls, one strike. On Damon Kramer. There's a pitch. Ground ball. Foul.
So what do I hear behind us? Is that a lawnmower or is that a... Oh, okay.
I think it's an airplane coming into the airport.
That's what it sounded like.
Sounds like it.
One of those hovercrafts or what are they called? Not hovercraft. Those
here comes
hobby it. Airplanes.
Nope. Steps off.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runner at first.
Here's a pitch. Shot right at the third baseman. Got a chance here. Big throw across. Doubled him up.
All
nice
right.
job.
He was going on the crack of the bat.
Line drive at third baseman. Great job by Brock Deuce catching the ball, coming up firing, and he got him.
Yep.
Doubled up. Nice job.
I think I heard Alex there by him saying go to first. And
line out.
Came up throwing.
And then 5-3. Two down.
There we go.
Starting off with a strike on Parker Hess. Strike two. Attaboy, Troy. That's what he get ahead. That's what we like.
Yep. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Let's get him right here, this pitch.
Ooh. A little outside corner there. Not bad, not bad.
That was a pretty good pitch. I can't believe he laid off of that with two strikes.
Yes, sir.
That's too close
to
pass up.
Oh, he went. Tagging. Got to peel that one. I think we're trying to, but... No, he said no.
On a cold, windy day, the strike zone is usually, I shouldn't say usually, regularly a little bigger than it is on a nice day.
You would think so.
And
that kind of broke off early, and he took a half swing at it, I thought. Foul ball down the line.
Yeah.
He's battling.
Yep.
I think Colton Pullman on deck. Troy still?
Go, Troy.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Got him.
Oh
yeah, hanging. Good,
yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Strike three. Okay, looking. So, after three complete, it's the Marion Local Flyers. 3, the Indians, 0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, four-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
We're back here at Marion Local. Top of the order for the Indians. We went one time through, and we're still looking for a hit. Troy takes ball one. Troy Holman leads it off. Landon Post on deck.
Yeah, it took us three innings to get through everybody. They went through everybody in the first inning.
One inning,
but
that's right.
But we held them to three
popped
runs.
Up. Third baseman calls it. He's got it for the first out of the inning.
Knapke.
Knapke. First out. Landon Post will come to the plate.
Let's go, guys. Let's get something going. Let's get those.
Landon struck out swinging first time up.
Yeah. We're putting the ball in play, and we need him to start dropping in now.
Kendrick Wendell on deck. Popped up. We're just missing it.
Yep.
Just a little under. The shortstop called it. He's got it for the second out of the inning. Pop out to six. Two down. Kendrick Wendell.
Our Indians' five-game winning streak isn't looking real good right now.
We're struggling.
We batted three times, and we haven't put a runner on base yet.
A little low.
Now,
ball one.
Marion Local has one win, but we know they're better than a one-win team. So
yeah, they play a lot of good teams.
Yes. Yep.
Line in the pitch. Ball two.
It's down in the dirt.
Let's get a runner on here, Kendrick, anyway, baby. Marcus has been hot.
Yep. We had a really good outing on Saturday with those two games against.
Yeah, hit the ball pretty good.
Regularly good South Adams.
Popped up. Tough play
right
here.
Side.
This is, yep, right fielder's drifting in. He's got a beat. He's got it. 1-2-3 inning. After 3.5, Indians trail 3-0.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Colton Pullman leads it off here for the Flyers. First pitch, foul ball. Strike one. Bottom of four. 3-0. Flyers lead it. Flyers, 3 runs, 5 hits. No errors. Indians, no runs, no hits, no errors.
We've held them all down once we got them out of the first inning, but now we're down in a hole. We need to score some runs, and we haven't been doing that.
Haven't been doing that yet.
Need to keep getting them out like we have the last two innings here.
Popped up. Brock News, little blooper to third. He's got it. One away. Pop out to five. That brings Heikamp to the plate. Ethan Heikamp. Ethan was hit by a pitch. Actually, his first guy Troy faced. He was up 0-2 and clunked him with a hanging curveball.
Let's get him again.
Ground ball, third base. Brock Deuce has got it. Double pumps, fires over, got him. Two away in the inning.
Quick two.
Like that.
Is that maybe four
the pitcher, Hayden like Wibbler, coming to the plate. Wibbs, last time he was up, he struck out looking. Back to the top of the order. You say Laos?
Laos.
Laos.
That one's going in the gap.
Pretty good where nobody's at.
Yep.
Comes a throw in. Double by Wibbler.
I think maybe that was Landon that hit that kind of line shot to right field. That was just about the same thing, except that one went in the gap.
Yeah, we
and ours went right in the guy's glove. We're just, theirs are finding gaps and ours are not.
All right, top of the order. Runner at second, two away in the inning. Drew Lyles. Base hit his first time up. Struck out looking a second time.
Yep, Troy says, hold on a second. He's going to call.
A little mix up there.
Marcus out.
Yep.
Maybe with the runner at second base, they're going to do something different here. So not showing the signs.
Yeah.
So we'll see. No balls, no strikes. Two outs. Lyles at the plate. Runner at second. Indians down 3-0.
Just a little inside.
Yep, not bad.
Pretty good pitch. Pretty good pitch.
Yep. One ball, no strikes.
Wind up, pitch. Just a little high. Just a little high.
Let's go, Troy.
Two balls, no strikes. Come on now, Troy.
Yep, we got two outs. Got to get this, guy out.
Here,
don't want to give up a run.
There's a pitch. Ground ball. It's short. Alex Deuce up with it. Fires over to first. Got him. Nice close play. Nice play by Alex Deuce to end the inning.
That was as bang bang as it gets, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. In the inning, they get one hit, no runs after four complete. Flyers 3, Indians 0.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a Clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
We are back here at the airport in Marion. Leading off for the Indians will be Marcus Garkey, followed by Bo Tin and Kale Rammel. Still looking for our first hit. Mr. Wibbler is perfect after four. A little low. One ball, one strike.
Let's get some base runners and get some going here.
Get us going here. Shot into right field. There's a base
hit.
That
one drops in.
Attaboy. Oop. Right fielder kind of bobbled it, but Marcus is happy with the first hit.
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy. Good start. All right, Bo 10, same thing. Let's have a big inning here.
Yes, it is time. Let's have an inning like, what was that, sixth inning in the last game at
over there, yeah.
At South Adams.
Rack up
Saturday.
About 9 runs. That'd be nice.
Up 9. I'd settle for 6, but
I'd take 6.
Any of them will break the seal and get us going.
This is your hitter. Throw over to first.
Marcus
bag easy.
Yep. Dived back. Didn't need to.
Nope. Gale Rammel on deck. Gale Rammel just found out last night he's got a new baseball coach.
Basketball.
Bobby. Our basketball coach. Bobby.
Ah, ooh.
Lever right here. Throw. I think he beat it. Yeah.
Yep.
Slow roller down the line. Bo 10 beats it out. We got him on the corners.
Yep, third baseman came in. It was foul. He didn't grab it, and it rolled fair.
Came back fair, and then he had to make the play, and he threw it down low. Got by the first baseman. Heads up running by Marcus Garkey. Got to third.
I don't think they would have gotten him, but it was good to throw it away.
First and third. They're going to talk this over now. I'm not sure what's going on.
Umpires, I don't know. Yeah, what could that?
They think it's foul or what?
Oh, he picked it up in fair territory.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I think it's good.
Oh,
fair ball.
Coach was asking.
Coach was asking if it was a foul ball.
I don't blame him because it was foul for a while.
We've got to give him a hit on that, don't we, Neil?
Yep.
Puts him at first and third. Nobody out. Kale Rammel, your hitter. Kale,
why
don't you just get on one here and tie this thing up. Kale hit one off the fence Saturday. Throw over to first. Bo back.
And I just happen to think I heard Wills Arling say earlier that this game is on NFHS. They do have an NFHS camera here. So if you want to.
My sister-in-law was asking me about that.
There,
Janice, if they
and watch
had
it.
Any games. I said,
yep.
I have no idea.
Somebody else has one, too.
Got to hit him in the buttocks, I believe.
Hit him in the rump.
And that loads the bases with
nobody
out.
Here we go.
All right.
Yep.
Two base hits. Hit by the pitch. Right. Indians got some.
Yep.
Brock Deuce is our hitter.
Who's on deck? Is that Wyatt?
That is Wyatt Benn on deck. Yep.
I like it. I like this.
Let's get a couple
runs
in here. Ooh, takes a fastball down the middle. Strike one.
Let's go, Brock.
Sometimes pitchers get a little uncomfortable when they get runners on.
Yep.
Hopefully that's what the case is here. Got by him. Not far enough to score, though.
No.
Special bases loaded.
Kind of kind of keep it a little out to the side there and didn't get too far away.
One ball, one strike here. On Brock Deuce. Come on, Brock, get him in play here. Fouled back. Makes the count of one ball, two strikes. Bases loaded here. Nobody out.
Let's go, Brock. Time to
Brock Deuce.
Get that base hit. Get at least one RBI.
Looking for a gap somewhere just to hit one.
Yep, there's some big gaps out there.
One ball, two strikes, wind
left
up.
Center.
And a pitch. A little outside. All right, good eye, good eye.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes. Brock's battling. A lot of holes out there. Brock, find one. Here's the pitch. Called it a strike. Ooh, that looked a little outside to me.
Outside, but it curved in and dropped down a little bit. So
okay, looking. That's the first out of the inning.
Yep.
Wyatt Benn will come to the plate. We need Wyatt. He's started some, here.
Last week, he had about three of them in the gap. And he's due for one here.
Ball one.
High outside, maybe.
Wyatt Benn grounded out last time, huh?
Base is full, one out. Let's go, Wyatt.
Pop foul.
Should go out of play.
It's out of play, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, it didn't get out of play, but it was way farther than any fielder could get to it. I think it stayed.
One ball, one strike.
In play, but they had been playing foul territory to get to catch that one.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're
alive.
Let's go.
Indians need a big hit here.
Yes, we do.
Looks a little high. We'll take a walk, too. We're not stingy. We'll take anything. Two balls, one strike. Wyatt swings and misses. Evens the count at two.
Fooled by that one.
Yeah, he was a little under that pitch.
2-2.
Two balls, two strikes. One out. Bases loaded. Indians got something going. We got to get it going here. Ground ball, third base. Going to come to the plate for the out. Over to first. Safe. Close play at first.
Fielder's choice. That didn't go the way we wanted.
Not at all. Fielder's choice puts this guy on.
So now there's two outs. Base is still loaded.
Marcus Gerke's a second out. Fielder's choice.
Now it's up to Riggs.
Riggs, you're going to have to come up big here. We
cannot
need a hit.
Leave the bases loaded with nobody out and not get some runs.
That's a promising start here. We got to get something happens. A couple hits make a difference, though.
But we've got base runners, so that helps.
His first pitch to Riggs. Popped up. Fouled out of play.
Yep. Up in the parking lot.
Out in the parking lot. Strike one. Bases are still loaded.
Go, Riggs. Need you. Really, really need you.
0-1 pitch. A little outside there. Evens it up at one. All right, Riggs. You got to have a hit here.
It is time.
You square one up here. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to the mound. Pitcher knocks it down. Comes up. Throws to first. Started great. Turns out bad.
Yep.
No runs on two hits. Bases left loaded after 4.5. Mary Lovell still leads it 3-0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows, it might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
We're back at the airport. Looks like the first three hitters are going to be Mr. Link, Mr. Konecki, and Mr. Top.
Is that 2-3-4?
2-3-4. Or 3-4-5.
3-4-5, okay.
Yeah, 3-4-5 looks right. Bottom of 5. 3-0. No scoring since the first inning.
Yep.
Curveball. Hung just a little foul ball.
Down the left field line.
0-2.
You run up there and grab it and get it back.
Yep.
Toward the
Gabe Link.
Plate.
Behind in the count, 0-2.
Riggs out there. Go, Troy.
There's a pitch, a little low.
Down in the dirt.
Good place for that one. 1-2.
Indians needing to get them 1-2
get a quick
three
inning
again.
Here. Yeah, I agree with you, Neil. Let's get a good one here.
Here we go.
Swing and a miss. Strike 3.
Dropped.
Pitcher dropped it. And he throws down to first, completes the strike. Huh? 1-1. That brings Alex Konecki to the plate. Alex had a hit in the first inning and struck out swinging. His second time up.
One out. Bases empty. Flyers, big first inning.
Big
hit. 9 batters, 3 runs. We held them to 3.
Popped up. Foul ball out of play.
Usually if you get 9 right. batters, you're going to get more runs than that. But they left the bases loaded.
We hit a guy and scored a run, too.
Yep.
Could have got out of there. 0-2 and Troy hit him.
Yep.
But we had a big inning last time. We got the first three guys on and didn't come up with anything.
Nope.
Need some big hits.
Yep. We need to shut them down again here in the fifth.
Yeah, get started.
Have 2 more chances to get runs. But
ooh, just a little inside. Yeah, not bad.
If you weren't here when the game started, Jack Irvin started pitching, and he could not.
Couldn't find a strike zone.
He struggled.
And when he found it, his pitches were up, and they were hitting it.
Yep. Coach went out and talked to him a little bit and came back a little bit, you know, 3 or 4 batters later.
The wind's blowing straight out. It's kind of hard to keep the ball down.
Yep.
Troy, 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Strike 2. Makes a 4.
Yep. 3-2-1. 3-2, 1 out.
Get him yourself here, Troy.
Bottom of the 5th.
Winds and he pitches. Ground ball. By the pitcher. Over to second base. Second baseman over to first. Got him.
Nice
play by Landon Post.
Plenty of time.
Good stretch by Kendrick down there. 2 outs in the inning.
2 out batter. Number 22, King.
I think maybe Troy might have been able to put his glove on that. But I think he pulled back knowing that it was, it wasn't a hard hit ball.
Yep.
And second baseman was going to have a better chance at it.
Jake Top is our hitter. 2 away in the inning. Looking for that quick 1-2-3. Ground ball, shortstop. Alex Deuce has it. Fires over to first. 1-2-3 inning, just like we like.
That's good.
After
that's
5
a tough hop.
Complete.
Tough 2 hops.
The Flyers lead it. 3-0.
There's somebody can tell me the Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous 3-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Covey.
Sorry about that.
We're back.
Something got messed up there.
All right. Top of the order for the Indians. This is time to go.
Yes, it is.
Troy Holman, Landon Post, and Kendrick Wendell. All three looking for their first hit. Let's get them right here.
Indians looking for our first run, and I believe
Whitler
it
has
is
been very, very
time.
Good.
Top of the sixth, top of the order. Let's go.
Whipler has given up two hits, no runs.
We finally got base runners on last inning, so
it hit a,
kind of
hit
broke the
guy.
Seal a little bit. So,
yeah, we got some fun there, but just couldn't find a hit.
It's time.
All right, Troy, lead us off here.
Let's bat nine this inning.
That'd be all right. A little high, ball one.
You have to at least tie it.
All righty. Find a hole out there, Troy. A little inside. Good eye by Troy.
Third time around, we should be figuring this guy out.
We should have him figured out, and he should be wearing out a little bit. He's done
yep.
a lot of pitches.
Yep.
Ah, little out, but umpire says strike one.
Yep. Probably cut that front of the outside.
Two balls, one strike on our leadoff hitter, Troy Holman. Troy with a shot. That's going to drop.
That's going to bloop in there. Oh,
no.
Great play by the shortstop.
Nice play by the shortstop.
He went from where he was to where he ended up. That probably
all the way down the line.
Was
nice
60 or 70 feet. That was a great
that's
play
a good
by
effort
the shortstop.
There.
That was going to drop in and no man's land.
That was a little wind hurt that time because
yeah.
it brought it right back
yeah,
to
it. Yeah, it did. Come to think of it, yeah, that's probably helped him a
Landon
lot.
Post is our hitter.
All right, hitter is what I want. Let's get a hit.
And that ground ball to short. Shortstop scoops.
Another
pumps,
nice play.
Fires. Close play.
It was
got
really
him.
Close. Didn't get him. I thought it was going to be an easy play for the shortstop. And
yeah.
Got him by half a step or less.
Kind of pounded the glove there a couple times and threw it. Just about. Didn't get him.
Yep.
Kendrick Wendell, our hitter. Marcus Garkey on deck.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Swing and a miss.
Big swing.
High cheese. I like that high cheese.
Hi, Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Good.
All right.
No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Kendrick takes strike two.
Down in the bottom of the
outside
strike zone.
Corner. 0-2. Got to protect now, Kendrick. Slap her out there in a hole somewhere. Calls time.
Yep. Kendrick steps out.
Gets back
himself
in.
Reset.
Digs back
here
in.
Go here.
Here's the pitch. A little sidearm. Drop down.
A little high.
Ball one. Quinn's picking up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
No, it's not.
Especially when it's
might be
degrees.
If it's 80 degrees. But
yeah. Here's the pitch to Kendrick. Fouled off.
Whoa.
Not hit a bird.
There's a bird sitting on the top of the net. The
bird
the cable that holds
got
the net.
Shocked on that one.
He hit about 6 inches below that.
That was close.
Bird.
We about had a dinner.
Yeah.
Pigeon. There's a pitch a little outside. Evens count at 2-2.
Well. Ron Brunswick isn't here, although WCSM is, but he'd be happy right now.
Yep.
Be deuces wild.
Deuces wild.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We need to get a base runner here.
Kendrick.
Any
he's
way
battling.
He can.
Battling hard. Pitch. Popped up.
Right side.
Right fielder's drifting over, and he makes the play.
Wow.
No runs, no hits, no anything.
Yeah.
After
no
five
fun.
And a half. Inning still trail at 3-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617. For all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We are back here at the airport. Leading off for the Flyers is Reggie Kramer. He takes strike one.
Go, Troy.
Lots of zeros out there. There's a line drive base hit.
That drops into left field. And leadoff man on for the Flyers here in the home half of inning number six.
Base hit for Reggie Kramer, bringing up number 15, Parker Hess.
Parker Hess is your hitter.
Nobody out.
Kramer at first, throw over. Close.
That was close.
Pretty good move there by Troy.
Yep, was. Just about caught him leaning.
He did.
Well, first pitch here.
Uh-oh, they got him trapped. Make the throw. Make the throw. There you go. Got him. Runner got stuck out in no man's land between first and second. Marcus Garkey came up, fired down to second, and got him.
Batter was supposed to make contact on
yep,
that.
I think it was a little hit and run, and he
was hit and
swung with a run and a swing.
Yep, got attempted a bunt and didn't make contact. Marcus,
strike one.
Marcus
got one out
now. Caught between there, so that worked out very well for the Indians.
We'll just call that a 2-6.
So we got one up, one down the hard way.
Yep, we'll take it anyway.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch. Slow roller. Can you get it before it goes out? Oh, it's fair. It's fair.
Yep. Marcus came up to get it. Not Marcus.
Goofy little play there.
Kendrick came up to get it. And it rolled right past him. I don't
right
know
between
exactly
the wickets
how that happened.
Yep.
And it was rolling right down the
field. Yeah, you wanted
line
him to make that play because it was hanging right there.
Yep.
And it was a slow roller piece of cake to get, and it went right by.
Maybe we'll get him out.
We're going to go with an error.
Strange way, too.
Three,
yeah, about have to.
That's a runner at first. Here's the pitch. Liner over the
that's
second base.
He's hit into center field.
Try to get it in. Runners will be on the corners.
One
base
out
hit by Pullman.
First and third.
Puts them on first and third. One out in the inning. Looks like Ethan Heitkamp's the hitter. Oh, yeah, Finn. No, looks like 10. Dylan.
Nope, Ethan High. Yeah, Ethan Heitkamp's number 10. Yep.
That's going to bring up number 10, Ethan Heitkamp.
Had two number 10s. Had me.
Do they?
Had me a little goofed up there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. One of them was probably a freshman. They probably put every player in the system on that
out there
roster.
First and third, I'd say the runner might be going here. Nope. Popped up. Right fielder is going to come in. Can he see
fighting
it
the sun?
No, he dropped it.
Yep, didn't get quite couldn't
bit
get over
look,
to it.
He didn't look too comfortable out there.
Yep.
He was drifting sideways.
Yep, the wind was pushing it. The sun was in his eyes. And
not good.
We've had a couple of them like that, like happened over at South Adams on Saturday.
A ton of them on Saturday.
But the Flyers have caught every one of those today.
Yeah, they have.
That's
long strike for Mr. Heitkamp.
No balls and one strike. One out.
Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Swing and foul, actually.
Fouled. At the plate.
Runner will go back to first.
Yep.
Makes it 0-2.
He was heading for second.
Troy, how about a strike him out, throw him out? Let's go score four runs.
Well, the way the Indians have been hitting, you'd think that Marion would think three runs would not be enough, but we haven't shown much
he's
today.
He's going. Step off.
Throw it.
I'll make the play. Did you get him caught? Save both places. Delayed steal.
Yep. It's one of those where they wanted us to throw it to second.
And they were trying to bait him a little bit. But runners at second and third.
I didn't see the runner at third a long way down the line.
I can't see
him. So I think we could have gotten him at least gotten to second base, and then if he'd have come home, we could have gotten him. But we'll see how it goes.
Nice job by Marcus Gargi blocking that one in the dirt.
Yep, first and second.
One ball, two strikes.
One man out.
Troy, it'd be a good time to get strike out here.
Yes, it would. The infielders are all at the edge of the grass.
Yeah, we can't give them any more runs.
Nope, going home.
Looking back, there's a squeeze.
Throws a bunt.
Wow.
It rolls foul.
That's strike three.
That's strike three.
Beautiful.
That worked out.
That worked out okay. He'll have to go back. Runners will both go back.
It looked like it was going to stay fair. It was probably 5 feet fair. It just kept curving and bouncing to the right, and it ended up about 5 feet foul.
Two outs. That brings the pitcher, Wibbler, to the plate. He had a double last time up.
Yep. Skinny little feller, but he's pitching like
ball,
a
pitching like good today.
Pitching like he's 8 feet Nolan tall
right.
And 300 pounds.
Good pitch. Strike one. Troy getting ahead. Troy really pitched good today.
Yep.
In relief.
Yes.
Kind of came in the first inning there and shut things down.
Indians and
put the fire out.
Definitely in trouble.
He's been throwing zeros ever since. Ground ball, shortstop. Alex Duke up with it, fires to first, got him. Nice play, nice job. We're out of the inning, third inning. No runs on a hit. After six complete, 3-0 Flyers.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at the airport. Last shot for the Indians. Top of the seventh. Marcus Gargi leads it off. He got our first hit last time he came up.
Yep.
Take had, strike one.
I think we had runners in one inning, had the bases full with one
nobody
out or nobody out.
Nobody
could
out.
Not put a run across the plate.
Slow roller. Fouled. 0-2 count.
Pretty disappointing
Marcus.
So far.
Yeah, we just ain't been able to get that big.
We're
yet.
Better than this.
Yeah.
that's what's tough. And we're shooting against a one-win team, although they're better than a one-win team. But
yeah,
it's pretty disappointing right now.
Wibbler, time. Marcus calls time. Trying to get him out of his rhythm a little bit, I think.
Yeah, ball and two strikes to him.
0-2.
Marcus been hitting the ball pretty well, but not today.
A little outside. He couldn't reach that one.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes.
He was thinking about it pretty hard.
He was. He knows he's got to protect. Anything close,
yes.
You got to get rid of it.
Yes, he does.
Find a gap here. Marcus gets started. Foul ball. High cheese.
Out of play.
Count stays 1-2. Marcus battling. Indians trailing 3-0.
Let's go, Marcus. Ball two strikes.
So, that's close.
That was close.
Ball two. Good eye by Marcus. Whew. Would have been tough for me to dig that one.
Yeah. Well, especially with two strikes.
Yep.
And we need to not make outs here.
I'm
we
with
need
you.
A bunch of runners.
Come on, Marcus. Marcus hit it hard.
But
right at center fielder. He's coming under. He's got it.
Lost his hat, fought the sun, and still got it.
Flying out to eight.
Man.
First out of the inning. That'll bring Kale.
Bo 10 to the plate.
Come on, Bo.
Bo!
Indians need to get runs. They only had two outs left.
Bo had a swinging bunt hit his last time up.
Yep.
Worked out good for us.
Yes, it did.
Bounced back in play, and he beat her out down to first. He's got strike one on a big swing and a miss. Strike two.
Called strike. Looked at it. Outside corner, I guess.
Yep. He's got a battle now. Anything close.
He'll ramble on deck.
Bo 10 trying to get started here. Oop, it's close.
Held back.
Ball not, two not appealing. He must have held back here. Good.
One ball, two strikes.
There's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Indians coming down to their last out.
Swinging. He'll ramble come to the plate. Try to get started here.
A lot of things need to happen for
can't
us
make
to,
any out there.
To
we
extend
go.
Our five-game winning streak because it is coming to an end if we don't get Kale on base and two or three more guys scoring behind him.
I'm with you. All right, Kale.
And that's definitely possible.
Strike one.
It's on the inside corner. Got to be swinging, I think.
Yeah, got to work here. Pitch. There's a base
there we
hit.
Go. Base hit between
start.
The first and second baseman.
Oh boy, Kale.
That's a two-out rally going here. Let's go, boys. Brock Dews. He's due to get something going here.
Boy, Brock is due. Little base hit here.
What did he have last time?
Last time, Brock struck out looking.
Oh, that was the first out when we had our bases
yep,
loaded.
Yep, bases loaded.
Oh, come on, Brock. We need you. Can't be striking out or any other out now.
Nope, we got to go.
Find a gap. Throw over.
Not a very big lead.
Yeah. Just kind of laid down so he'd get his pants dirty today.
Yep. I guess. That's about it.
Yeah. That wasn't close to getting him. Let's go, Brock.
Come on, Brock. Little ball.
Yep.
One ball, no strikes. Brock Deuce is our hitter. Two outs in the inning.
Well, they haven't put
last chance here, top of the seventh for the Indians.
Let's go, Brock.
Foul back.
Foul tip.
Off the catcher's mask.
Once again, we'd like to thank Mr. Tom Haynes, Sports Rider Production, the daily standard up here tonight. WCSM 96.7. Matt Bruns on the call tonight and Fort Recovery Radio with Neil Spencer. Find them on the internet.
Ball on a strike, two
one,
outs.
One.
Brock, going to step back in.
Oh, Brock, base hit here. Two or three hits in a row. We'll be right back in this thing.
Fouled back to the screen.
Fouled her back. One ball, two strikes.
Count stays where
it
was.
Close. You got to make it play now.
Yes, sir. Do not let anything get a strike past you without giving it a swing.
There goes the runner. Fouled off the
hit and run.
Off the umpires. Noggin yep. This time. Kale's beating up the battery pretty good back here.
That's a Brock.
Sorry, I mean Brock.
Kale's first.
Kale one dug off and stole.
Yep.
But foul ball, he'll have to go back to first. He had second, stole easy.
Yep.
Which his run doesn't mean anything. We need three.
Yep. But you do want to have the hit and run because you don't want to get caught.
One ball, two strikes. Throw Dak over to first, not in time.
Let's go, Brock. Base hit here.
There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. That's the ball game.
It's the game. Man.
No runs, one hit for the Indians, who fall 3-0 to the Flyers tonight. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a second.
While you're out shopping during the Fort Recovery Garage sales this weekend, stop by the Wayne Street Market for some delicious ready-to-eat specials back in their deli. Thursday, you can get their delicious smoked rib dinner for just $8. On Friday, they'll be grilling with hot dogs for $1.50 and hamburgers or brats for only $3. Saturday, be sure to stop in for their famous tenderloin dinner for just $6. Don't shop hungry during the garage sales this weekend. Just stop by the Wayne Street Market for one of their ready-to-eat specials, then get back to the bargains you'll find all around town.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We're back here. Marion Local comes away with a 3-0 win. All their runs were in the first inning off of Jackson Irvin, and he just had trouble. As I mentioned earlier, every one of our pitchers has had a great outing and a bad outing, and this was Jackson's bad outing here. The Indians just couldn't get an out to get things started. They scored 3 runs in the first inning, Marion Local did, and we shut them down pretty much ever since then. I believe they had two base runners in the bottom of the sixth. Those were their only base runners after the first inning. So, well, they had base runner. We picked one off. So, but they were basically 1-2-3 in the second, 1-2-3 in the third, 1-2-3-4 in the fourth, 1-2-3 in the fifth, got 2 base runners on in the sixth. So we did pretty well after we gave up those 3 runs to start the game off. For the Indians, we went 1-2-3 through the first 4 innings. Then we got the bases loaded with nobody out. Then a strikeout. I think a hit back to the pitcher, no, to the third baseman who went home and got the force at home. And then a hit back to the pitcher, and he threw to first for the third out. So we had the bases full, nobody out, and did not score a run. Sixth inning, we went 1-2-3. Seventh inning, we did get a runner on base with 2 outs. Cale Rammel with a single into right field, but we couldn't get anything more than that going. So the Indians did not do as well as we wanted to against a pretty decent pitcher, Wibbler. I'm going to come up here. This first name, Hayden Wibbler. We're hoping to do a little better than that here. That puts us, I believe, at 2-2 in the league now. So coming up Thursday, we have St. Henry at home. Saturday, we have home versus Lincoln View, 11 a.m. start with a single game there. And next week, Tuesday at Coldwater, Thursday at Minster, Saturday at home versus Rushi with a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. So thanks to Bob Stogler, Harold Feely. We're going to call it quits here from Marion Local. Appreciate those guys helping out and all of our sponsors. Again, Indians go down 3-0 with Marion Local scoring all of their runs in the first inning. And unfortunately, the Indians' winning streak comes to an end. And we'll start again. I believe we are 5-4 now. No, that's not correct. I believe we are, let me find my sheet here. Yeah, we're 5-4. I was thinking we had one more win than that. So we're 5-4. And we'll be back Thursday from the fort hosting St. Henry. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.
to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.